going to start Midas. Customer of Chayim B'Tal B'Tzara Kedusha. Shar Beis. Shar Midas Enem Nimim B'Tariq Mitzvahs. Midas are not counted in Tariq Mitzvahs. Ken Ikre B'Yisaydi HaMitzvahs. It is the foundation and the source of the mitzvahs. Ikre, the roots. Yisaydi HaMitzvahs, the foundation of the mitzvahs. Baludeyen, and without them, Yevshek Klav L'Kayim HaMitzvahs. It is impossible. You want to pass one to Adam. He follows. Oh, you have one, thank you. Okay. Baludeyen, and without them, Yevshek L'Kayim HaMitzvahs, you can't keep the mitzvahs. They're not counted in the cloud of the mitzvahs. The truth is, Tariq does warn people about bad mitzvahs. Thank you very much. What is the azara for gaiva? The pasuk says, you'll become a balgaiva and forget Hashem. Be careful not to forget Hashem, but Mr. Free, the Sachnifu Saharats, do not flatter people that live in the world, the ground, Harizazar, the Hanafim, that is a Azara, a warning for flatterers, who Mr. Hedrin, Karamazik, Bamachloikis, Iver Balav, Parsis Kairach. Anybody that holds, supports a Machloikis, is Iver Balav, Shanemar, some people count that it's one of the lavan and the Taryag mitzvah. It's machlokes mishraim. But b'ksubas azar l'mighty shemra. How do I know you shouldn't spread false rumors? Say the chrochel. Yushalmi kamash is azar l'lashon hara. Yushalmi says this is a law for lashon hara as well. Not only mighty shemra. Ramban class of the k'dayshim tiu azar shleyozavu b'shul satayra. K'dayshim tiu means don't be a novel b'shul satayra. This person that acts disgustingly under the halachas of the Torah, meaning he indulges in world without violating halacha per se, but that is a violation of Torah to you. Basmakman etzniyas lemitzvah saseh, the sevay machnecha kadosh, mubu bebir halacha reisim and gimel, he counts sniyas as a mitzvah saseh. Batinu chazal achmira maid ba'inish midasarad. We also find chazal punished, very machmer, in the punishment of Midas Ross, which goes to Rav Chaim B'Talsha. Bambukam is Gar, Kakaifer Be'ikar. One who is a haughty is like denying the existence of the Rabbi Shalom. Roy Legodet Kashere, it would be fit to rip him out like a Vaidazari tree. Ve'ina Far Ninar, and he doesn't wake up with Chia Sameitzim. One who gets angry is like serving a Vaidazara, the whole Mina Gehenim Shalom by all kinds of Gehenim rule over him. The truth is, anger is worse than it is in a certain way worse. Until these guys, the guy enjoys himself, or he thinks he enjoys himself. But Kas, people that lose their temper don't really enjoy themselves. They lose their temper, but then they feel bad. It doesn't work. It's not even enjoyable. Some of the bad meters are at least enjoyable. This one, in Novel B'Shul Satayra, thinks he's enjoying himself. But a Kayas, people who have bad tempers, I can't answer the question really, but I don't think they enjoy themselves. I don't think hotheads enjoy themselves, yes?
Haven't you ever heard someone use a phrase like, I've got a Givaldi temper?
No, never heard that. I never heard that. Valkina Amrat Smite of Markivan. And if somebody is a jealous person, Chazal say that his bones rot. Pasuk says, Vareka Vas Masayim Kina. The rot of the bones comes about from jealousy. Jealousy, desire, and desire for honor take away people from the world. Covet is separate than a regular desire. It's more spiritual. I shouldn't say more spiritual. It's less physical, is better the word. It's the most, it's the least physical of desires is to have covet. It's not like anything tangible. It's less tangible. That's why, as the person weakens, as they get older, and their physicality weakens, and their taiva, the physical things weakens, right? They don't have the taiva to eat and engorge themselves with all these fancy things. They don't feel like it anymore, right? But then their desire for covet grows, because that's what the HR puts his emphasis then on. Old people like covet, because that's all they have left. I mean, they don't like barbecues anymore. They're past that stage, right? So now they're stuck with liking covet. That's why, that's what happens, because it's the less tangible one of the two. I'm sorry. We'll stop right over here. Whoops.
in the Shari Kedusha, time when our group uses the most beautiful metaphor I see.
Thank you.
When you think of your friend as your companion, you don't think of their limbs and their given and their various organs. You think of their panemias. So too are Mita's panemias.
Very nice. Okay, Mishnah. Mishnah, Lamed Chesem and Beis on the bottom. Kol Acharas Yoyim Becheskes Tahara. Dr. Rashi, Achar HaNidus, the 11 days after Nidus, Yisrael Medes Becheskes Tahara, the Gemara Mepharish Lamai Hogasa. The Gemara will explain for what halachas. Now, from my understanding of the Gemara, there's going to be multiple pshatim, but they complement each other. I don't think there's a machloikas in this Gemara. There's one mandiyama that says something that we slug up. But besides that, we'll have multiple pshatim, but they build on each other, which means they all agree to each other that during those 11 days, it has those halachas, whatever Cheskes Tahara includes. Yes?
I apologize.
We just started the last line of Lamed Chesem and Beis, and now we're in the first line of Lamed Chesem and Aleph. By looking at Dr. Schwab's Gemara, it looks to me, I might be wrong, that at the end of the fourth pairing, our score runs out. I might be wrong. I might be that it goes to the fifth pairing.
That's correct.
So by the middle of the week sometime, we'll need the next volume of Art School. So I just want to let the Art School people know that Rabbeinu has a second volume on Nida that starts with the Beric. Yes.
Actually, in that case, you
could
use the term Art School correctly.
Right. Yashra Lava Batka, if a woman didn't do a Badika, either Shagaga, this is an explanation, either Mishagig, she didn't do a Badika, Nensa, or Dubainis, Hizida, or Bemazin, Lava Batka, now, the Gemara is going to ask the obvious question. We just said she's Cheskes Tahara, and all of a sudden we're saying she does need a Bedika, does she not need a Bedika? This will be explained in the Gemara. Rashi Yashu Leila Batka. I'll call Nashim Koi. This is going into all women, even women that are required to do Bedika. If they miss one, B'lav Le'el Mahadeh, it's not going back on before. Okay? Again, to be explained in the Gemara. Higiyash Asvesta B'lai Batka, Harizu Tmeya. If the vest comes and she's not Baidik, the time, her set time, remember the Gemara in those days talks about a vest kavua, it means they had a set time, right, and she didn't do a bedika, she assumes that she's Tamei. Now this we had earlier in the Masechta, there's a machlokes if vestus is a deraisa or vestus is a drabonon. If it's deraisa, it's harizu Tmeya. Taisa speaks out, if it's drabonon, then it's not Tmeya. She's not Tamei if she missed it. Again, we'll see this. It's not a gayas now, but we will run into this later. But the Mishnah says, Arzu Tmeya, Tysus before explained, is talking about that according to the Mandamah that holds, Vestus is a deraisa, which means the Torah says you have to worry about a chazaka. Now, let me explain. I'm going to explain that. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but this is a major discussion amongst the Achrayim. Chazaka usually means you assume that things don't change. They usually tell you things in the past. The person was alive 2 days ago, he's probably alive today. The woman was married 2 days ago, she's probably assumed she's married today. That's what Chazaka says. Can a Chazaka tell you, because it happened 2 days ago, therefore it will happen today? For instance, a woman that had periods on Rosh Chodesh for 6 months straight, she doesn't need 6 months, I just picked 6 months, right? Now, can therefore Chazaka say she's going to see on Rosh Chodesh number 7? That's not a past. That's saying that a pattern can establish a future. Past, the Torah said you go by Chazaka. We have Gemaras that teach us the source of Chazaka. When you don't know, assume things didn't change.
This is the example of past against the future.
This is an example of future. We're saying since she has a Ves Kavua, assume that it happened.
Right now she's Tohar.
Right.
And she's been Tohar for the last...
Yeah, but every Rosh Chodesh she sees.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this is the big Shaila. That's how some Achrayim explain the Machlokes, a Vestas the right, a Vestas the Rabbanon. Can you say, since for the last month she's seen on Rosh Chodesh, therefore her pattern tells us it would happen. And therefore if it went through Rosh Chodesh, we assume it did happen. Even though it's not saying things stayed the same. I don't know, it's not saying it didn't stay the same. We said it changed. It changed because of a pattern she established. Can a chazaka establish a future pattern? Or can a chazaka only establish, if you don't know, assume things didn't change? This is a big shayla. So that's the deraisa. What you're saying is that the deraisa, I have to worry that this woman, since she's seen the last few Rish Chedishim, she's going to see again on Rish Chedish. Assume that. Enough to the point that if she didn't check, we assume she's tamei.
So
would
deraisa also?
If we assume it's tamei, that means we assume it's tamei deraisa. That's what tamei means. If you hold that's the drabonon, it's a whole different thing. That means deraisa. We're not afraid. If he established a pattern. Patterns don't tell me that things will happen. This is the machlokes. I don't want to spend too much time on this. I wanted to mention it just to be intellectually correct. That's the big shuvah machlokes. Yes.
Cool question. If a woman becomes pregnant, period stop. Does she? Is it the rice or the bun that she has check? That check doesn't automatically come.
Now she becomes a selective after 3 months.
That's because about month one.
Yeah, because Chazal said that a woman is not Meselech as Damim. She doesn't stop the period that month
one.
Did
she check, or did she become Tameh?
She would be Tameh.
And that's the Rabbanan, not the Raisa.
Why not? See, you're assuming that, let's say today, women lose their period to month one. That's how it was in the days of Chazal. The Maisha holds, that's clearly, that Nishtan Hateva. That in those days, women had periods the first few months of pregnancy.
So now they don't check, right?
Now, once a woman is pregnant, Ramesha says she has nothing to check for. She's a Musalek is coming. Which is very interesting. And again, I don't want to spend too much time on this. Rabbi Kivanger in his tshuva says a woman doesn't. Well, not talking about checks. He says a woman does have to be chayshish for vest during the days of pregnancy because Chazal tell us 3 months she's not Musalek is coming. But Ramesha writes, Mishana Teva. Interestingly enough, Mishana Teva from Rabbi Kivanger states, because Rabbi Kivanger doesn't mention that women don't see periods anymore during pregnancy. He doesn't change it. He goes with the halacha. But Ramesha writes clearly, once a woman knows she's pregnant, she doesn't have to do any worry anymore. She's Mishalek is done. I really don't get it.
What? So it's a short time of what? When did he come aboard?
No, that's what happened. She, 1 second. Nobody doubts that if a woman sees Dam, she's Tamei. The shark was gored. He did gore.
Question is he a
Mu'ud means that he pays because he already established this pattern that he gored.
It's on the fourth planet,
it's
not the future, though.
No, it's not a future. It's when he gores. We don't say.
The state of the cow has changed.
It doesn't make it. It's not. But Negei Lalocha is not predicting the future. Here we're predicting the future. I didn't want to get involved in this. This is like Yehuda, Bong, Peschichuva. Let's do it. Right. The Meir Eimer. In Haisib Mechba, if a woman was in the time of her vest, she was hidden. I don't think he probably uses a cave. I don't know what he says. Mechba. Probably has a nicer word than me. I said hidden.
In a hiding place.
Because the fear, the constant fear, makes a woman lose her vest, changes her teva. But the days when she is a sub, he is a sub, or she is a Zaiva, or she is a Shemer Shem, Harelu Becheskes Tuma, she skipped the Medika that day, it doesn't work. Meaning, you can't say, I missed the Medika. The Mishnah said, if you miss a Medika, it's Tahira. This woman is not Tahira if she missed the Medika. Now, how many Medikas does a woman need with the Evan? This major Tumu, Halacha we Paskin. Again, I'm not getting involved in Halacha, I'm just going to mention that Halacha we Paskin, that she has to do the first and the seventh day of her Shiva Nakiyam. But the Abbot, if she misses the rest of the days, it's okay. But the first and the seventh are much stricter. That's to establish whatever it is. So if she misses it, she's Tamei. You can't say, well, she missed the Bedika. The Mishnah said at the beginning, if you miss the Bedika, it's Tahira. You miss the Bedika during the days of Shiva Nakiyam, or in the day of Zav that has to count his Shiva Nakiyam, or Shemer Shem that has to count one day Naki. She misses a Medika that day, she's Tameh. Can't assume that it's Tahar, because she's already tamei. She's dealing with a tumah that exists. Rashi. Yashla lava lebatka kol nashim koyim lav lo mahadra. It's not going back. Tamei, the erech bisman eba. The period comes in its time. The mechba machmas listen either because of robbers, a karkum or a siege. Yemei hazav. Yemei sfirai, the days he counts. Shemerishayim. Kibushan niftach mayana. Her source opened up, right, of blood. Barasa hayayim, and she saw today. Afagav the betayas yid alafi. She's in her 11 days, and we say during the 11 days a woman doesn't see. But havin lamacha becheskes tmeya. She is becheskes tmeya, because a regular woman didn't see one day, she did. And therefore, it changes. She is considered becheskes tmeya. She has to prove her tara. We can't assume anything.
You know, she has like 3 days of tara, and the fourth she's given everything. She already has enough 3 days tara, and then she's already starting to
come. Again, so we're not going to get involved in that. That's why lachashayla. That's why a woman makes a hefsik tara. Hefsik tara is to establish that she's tahar. But then again, I'm not going to get here and paskin which bedika she can skip and which bedika she can't skip and why that is true. This is later in the Masechta. I think we should leave it for that discussion.
She can't skip anything.
Again, I'm not paskining. That's what sounds from this Mishnah. Correct. I'm going to leave it alone. The Gemara discusses it later. So why get involved now? For what purpose is a cheskes of his 11 days considered a cheskes tara? What does that mean? What practical nafkamina does it make? Yes, you want to tell me a biological fact that a woman during those 11 days doesn't see blood? Thank you very much. But the Mishnah is not here to teach us biological facts. The Mishnah is trying to tell me a halacha. What does this cheskes tara make a difference in practical halacha? Dr. Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, Roimer Shein Etzvicha Bedika. In the Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we said every woman has to make a bedika twice a day, right, for Truma and Taurus. In the 11 days, a woman doesn't have to make a bedika. Period. What?
Even she works for
Taurus. Those 11 days, there's no reason to think that she's going to bleed. Yashvala, I'm affecting a mom, and he's trying to say for Yashvala Leibatka, but read the next line. He says if she didn't do a medika, she's tar. Mashma, she should do a medika. And if you read the Mishnah, it sounds like it's going on those 11 days. Mishnah said 11 days she's cheskes tara, and then the next line of the Mishnah says if she skips the medika, she's tar. I mean, skip the bedika. You just told me she doesn't have to make a bedika. Frank the Gemara made a 20 say for Yashua Levatka, Mechlau Del Chatzila Boy Bedika. Doesn't that tell me that she should make a bedika? And for the Gemara, say personally may neither. No, it's not going on those 11 days. The Sefer is talking about a regular woman not in the 11 days. Svachi Gamar, this is the way the Mishnah means. Kol Yudal Vibchez Kastara Veloy Boy Bedika. All 11 days, she's a cheskes tara and doesn't need a bedika. Avu b'meini dasa by a bedika. But in the days of nidus, she does need a bedika. Now, Yashra v'loi batka, on the days of the nidus, she forgot a bediki, the shayi genenza, his nidus v'loi batka, tahira. That's the Mishnah. And Rashi says that on the top, Rashi. Yashra v'loi batka, Rashi said, akol nashim koi. It's going on everybody, not just on the, not on these 11 days. Rashi, loy mishayin etzricha bedika, shachris v'arvis, morning and evening, sh'avru etzricha livdayk. And when they pass, you have to do a bedika, you have to prepare a tamah. But when the Tani say for Yashua, the mashma of the Evet, Mechlau, it's only the Evet, Mechlau that she does. V'hai the parach, hoki, kasal g'daytik, which we think, the high Yashua, tachir alav koi. We think it's going back on the last line. They may need the The yamim shuruyim lenida doesn't mean she is a nida. The days that she can become a nida, that acha yudal she may nida lenida. After 11, that separates between the ability between a nida to the ability to become a nida.
What do you mean by kol nashim?
Everybody, not the 11 days. Meaning a regular lady, a regular tard, not 11 days. Again, you ask me what it means. That's what it means. Now, you have a question. I can I hear your question, but it's not the answer.
Here's the Mishnah clearly says. May
Zav.
The last lines of the Mishnah.
Again, okay. Akol Nashim Koy means the regular lady. Not the Zav. No. Dr. Gemar Veit. Rav Chisda Amar, again, it's not an argument. Rav Chisda is adding another Nafkamina. Like Tricha Lur Meir. This is going like Rameya. The Amr Isha Shein Levest Asura L'Shamish. We had this earlier in the Masechta. Rameya holds a woman that doesn't have Es Kavua can't be married. She cannot be married, but she always has to be afraid she's going to become an Ida. Rameya Paskins, for a woman to be married to her husband, she has to have a Es Kavua. If not, he cannot have a relationship with her. This person can live with his wife during the 11 days by Nida Lenida, because then, even if she doesn't have a vest, but she's not seeing blood those 11 days. So he's ushered to her after the 11 days, till after her next period. But there is an 11-day window that he can live with her. So that's a shayla. I think the Gemara said earlier that we make them get divorced. Yeah, the Gemara said there that we make them get divorced because we can't tell a person that you can live with your wife 11 days a month. I guess. But the Maisa, during those 11 days, he could live with her before he divorces her.
Give him a bet. Maybe she'll
see
those 11 days.
No, she can't. So that's exactly what the Mishnah is telling me. Ein lo vest means she can see a vest during any time of the Yemei Nida, of the day she's eligible to be a Nida. The Rebbeinu Shlalom told us that a woman will not see dam between day 8 and 18. That's a fact.
So
I didn't establish the fact. The Rabbi Shlom did.
But it's around that area.
No, Ela Vest means she has no set time, but it can't be during those 11 days. Again, that's what the Rabbi Shlom told us. The Rabbi Shlom wrote the Chumash. And it's Tyra, that there's a time that a woman cannot become an Ida. That's what he said. Now, who decided it's 11 days? That came, I think, from Chazal, they died from Sukkim. But that's reality. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Frank de Gemara. Your question. So why divorce her? We don't want this because you can't have a woman living with her husband that for all days besides 11, he can't live with her. It's too dangerous to use the word. Yes?
So, we've got a cognate problem, which is Ziva. A woman has no best for Ziva. She becomes Ziva at any time after,
Again, Ziva is very rare, meaning a healthy woman never sees dam in those 11 days. I mentioned the Ramban and the Das Geinim that list Zivas as in Taras. It's as rare, it's as frequent as Taras. When they list the way the Rabbi Shlom punishes a person from Lashon Hara, they say, Nigei Batim, Nigei Begadim, Zivus, Nigei Adam. That's how they list it. So they view Zivas as a means of the Rabbeinu Shlalom waking people up to do tshuva. It's not regular in the least. That's what makes the Chumrah, B'nai Tisrach, Achmiru HaAtzmam, all the more big Chumrah. Here's the women that don't see during the 11 days, that treat every drop of blood as if they saw 3 days in the 11 days. That's what the Chumrah became. Every woman that sees blood is Tamei Seven, is Shivan Agil, which only happened in a Pitaira if a woman saw during those 11 days for 3 days. If not, she would never be Tamei for Shivan Agil. But that's the woman, right? Frank to Gemara. Hamiditani Seifo, how can you say it's going like Rameyer? It says, Higiyash Azvesta Leibatka. That same Mishnah, the next line says that if the vest arrives and she didn't do Bedika, she's Tamei. Isn't that telling me we're talking about a vest? We say, when the vest arrives? According to Abshat now, this is a woman that doesn't have a vest. Right? You're talking about a woman that didn't have a vest. That's why you said that during the 11 days she's Mecheska Sara, to tell me that even a woman that doesn't have a vest is fine. And then you say, Higia Shas Vesta. We're not talking about a woman that has a vest. This is the The Mishnah is missing a piece, and this is what it's supposed to say. Call Yudala Becheskastar, Rabbi Sharia Labaila. During the 11 days, this woman who has no vest is mutter to her husband. Ube may need the Asura. And during the days that she could become a Nida, she's Asur. The Medra, I'm more ambitious in the vest. Add that into the Mishnah. What are we talking about this? A woman that doesn't have a vest. I mean, yes, the vest, Muteres. A woman that has a vest is not Asur to her husband in the days that she could become a Nida. Utsricha Bedika. However, she needs Bedika, like the Mishnah, that Beis Amid Aleph. Yashur Lebatka, Shagga, Nensa, Zidim Lebatka. What if she didn't do a Bedika? Tahira. So we add the line. The first line is talking about a woman who doesn't have a vest. Then the Mishnah says, but a woman that has a vest, these are the halachas for her. So we switched.
But she
has
a
bedikah,
but if she didn't?
She's tar. Because she has a cheska tar.
But it hasn't hit the time yet.
What?
Because it hasn't hit the time yet.
Correct. Now, I just want to make clear that ultimately, when she sees, in that Beis Amid Aleph, we were machmer meisleis. We took it back 24 hours. She's to hire it now. But if she sees tomorrow, we're going to take it back 24 hours. Rashi. Vaynitzruchah, if they have the place. What? I thought I did it.
I
think I did it. I don't mind doing it again. We may need the lachas of you now to ruin love of the may need if she could become a leader. Why would you look at Hila? Have a yash, my batka, the ever to hire. They may give a vest, I could pull a love of my batka, he invited me. She's coming. Then it's from 120 called you now of the Cheskastara. Elder Mayor, beside Pericretion, at the end of the first Peric, the Gemara. Amayaiti, to Shamish called you now. Why does he have to divorce her? Let him live with her and have an 11-day window. Now, Rashi explains, may nida doesn't mean she is a nida. But yamim aruyim the nida, asura l'shamish, shemet l'kalkalenu, because maybe it'll mess him up and she'll become a nida. Period. Frank de Gemara, how could you say it's going like Rameir? I'm the safer Rameir. Rameir argues. He says, imhaitzeb emechba. Rameir adds. That means till now we weren't talking Rameir. If this mission is like Rameir, you don't say Rameir Reimer. Rameir Reimer in the middle of a Mishnah means till now we're not Rameir. Now we're adding Rameir. You just told me the whole Mishnah is Rameir. So why do you have to say Rameir Reimer? He's the one talking. Beishalab Rameir. So you might know. Kula Rameir. Lahi Kama. This is the way the Mishnah should read. Imloy Haisib Amechba, Begiyash Asvesta Vloibatka Tameya. When it says Begiyash Asvesta, add the words. If she wasn't hiding, then she's Tamei B'Shas Vesta. Why? She Reb Meir Omer, because Reb Meir had said that in Ma'aseh B'Mechba B'Giyah Shas Vesta B'Lei Batka Tahira. She Chavrat D'Masalek Yosef Adamim. The whole Mishnah is Reb Meir. And Reb Meir is saying, this which we say, Giyah Shas Vesta is Tamei, is when a woman wasn't hiding. When she's in hiding, then we say she doesn't have to worry because the fear takes away the blood. Rav Amar, a different parish in the Mishnah, of what Becheskes Tara means. So far we have two things. Number one, that she doesn't need Bedika during those 11 days. Even though that Beis Amid Aleph, we said every woman has to do Bedika. This is only during the day she could become a Nida. During those 11 days, she's Bedika free, number one. And number two, that according to a mayor who says a woman without a vest kavua can't be married, but during those 11 days before he divorced her, he's mutter to live with her. Now we're going to a third gain of the fact that she's Becheskes Tara. Now, this is going to get slugged up. Rav Amar, She'ena Matama Meshleis. That a woman who's in these 11 days and sees them, we don't go back 24 hours. This Chumrav Meshleis that we learned on Dabez Amid Aleph, only is by a woman that's in the days that she could become Anita. So then we say, if she sees them, be Matama 24 hours earlier. It was a rabbinic Chumrav by Taras. Woman in the 11 days that she's there's no halakha of 24 hours. That's what Rabbi says. She's Becheskes Tara. There's no reason to assume that she saw blood any earlier. Frank de Gemara, Meshle, Hanida Vazava, Vashemerit Shem Keneged Yoim, Bayelenis, Kula Metamas Meshleis. The Bryce says, every woman, whether she's a Zava, in the days of Zivus, or in the Shemeret Yom, always go back 24 hours. So it says clearly that even by Zivus we go back 24 hours. So Cheskes Tara cannot mean that. Dr. Gemara, you're right, Chufta. We slugged that brother. Rashi. Rashi's up. Further up on the page. Rava Amar, it's the beginning of the line. Rava Amar, Masnis in the 20 code, you know, Cheskes Tara. Loimar is to tell me, Shimtira Behem, and in the time of Meslace. If she sees during these 11 days, she's not in the time of the Meslace, Pishum Sumlekim Dameha. Her blood is removed. Hanida, claim Isha Sharaya Dam Matana Meslace. What does it mean, the Nida is Matana Meslace? The Nida is a Nida. Means, if a woman sees during the day, she could become a Nida. Bereas Tchilas Nidasa is Matana Meslace. Hazaba Vishamar Shayim, claim her. Baraya Matana Shiralis. Bain Sharaya Gimu Yamin. Whether she ends up seeing 3 days, Tabi Zava. Bain Sharaya Yamecha, Tabi Shmer Shayim. Matana Meslace. Meaning like this. Let's say a woman saw on day 9 of her cycle. At this point, we don't know what's going to happen to 10 and 11. We don't wait. We don't say, well, if she sees 10 and 11, we'll go back to day 8, 24 hours. But if she only sees 9, we won't. No. I don't care if she sees 3 days, doesn't see 3 days. She sees 24 hours. Rashi's bothered by the question. What do you mean a Shemeret Yom goes back 24 hours? Shemeret Yom is Tameh. She doesn't have to go back. The answer is when she becomes a Shemeret Yom, we go back. So what's Hazava? When she becomes a Zava, well, when she becomes a Zava, first she became a Shemeret Yom. So Rashi says, don't think first you have to see that she becomes a Zava, and then you put in the 24-hour rule retroactive. Even if she's a Shemeret Yom, you put in the 24-hour rule. Matana Meslais Maria Rishayna. Hayelenis, she yatsa dam bepichas hakever. Her womb opened up, right, when she gave birth. Matana Meslais Maria Rishayna. Goes back 24 hours. We slugged that, so that slugs up Rava, who wants to say during those 11 days, there's no 24-hour rule. Now comes the last shot in this Mishnah. Revuna Bachia Amar Loimar, she'en kavas levesk b'tayach shimei zivasa. A woman cannot establish a vest during the days of Zivus. Which means, I want to see how Rashi words it, which means that if a woman sees Rishaydish. Now, there are two kinds of vestas that are frequent. There are many more. And we're going to learn all about vestas later on in the Masechta. But the two more common ones are called Vesta Chaydish and Vesta Flaga. Vest HaChaydish is triggered by a day of the month. She sees every Rish Chaydish. Clockwork. Vest Kavua. Every Rish Chaydish, she sees. Clockwork. Vest HaFlaga is she sees intervals. She sees every 26 days. That's not a Vest HaChaydish. Because sometimes it's one day of the month, 26 later is a different day of the month. But she's clockwork as far as intervals are concerned. Now, this one is an interval one. A woman sees, let's say, Rish Chaydish. Then she sees Tetzvav, which is days of Zivus. Okay. Then she sees 15 days later. Then she sees 15 days later. That means three intervals of 15. Are we now Chaydish that on day 15 from now she'll see? It's in the days of Zivus. So one day, she didn't become a Zava. Came a Shemeret Yom. She saw day 15 after she saw the last time. Okay, she's a Shemeret Yom. Then she saw again day 15 from this one, which made her a Nida, right? And then she saw again 15, which is in days of Zivus. Rabbi Huna Bar Chiya, she doesn't become a there's no vest. Zotrashi. He's explaining the Mishnah. Remember, we said a woman that has a vest kabua doesn't have to go back 24 hours. We said that back in that base. Or we just said if a woman has a vest and she skips the bdikah, she's coming. V'chein kol hayamim, which is so mu you may need this, ad yud ches, not bedaska 15. Any day between 8 and 19, the 11 days, but the Shomi may ziva body need this. I do
tres. Three times in the ziva?
Any three times during the ziva's days. By the way, she had to be a need the ziva. That's why I set it up the way I set it up. I said the woman saw it was chaydish 15 days later. 15 days later. The second time is in days of needus. But 15 days later, again, is in the time of ziva. She has no best kavua. She sees every 15 days, but that thing she sees during days of ziva, that's not a vest. There's no vest in days of ziva. The Rebbeinu Shlom didn't create women to have a vest in days of Zivus. It happened. There are many aberrations that happen in the world, but don't take it seriously.
At least get 30 days?
We haven't heard the word Ayin HaBeinonis. We don't know what that means yet. Again, you're a very knowledgeable person, Baruch Hashem. You're married. But the Gemara is not so smart like you. We haven't introduced Ayin HaBeinonis yet that I'm aware of.
I'm not even talking about human beings.
Well, that's what 30 is.
So a bug of human beings are interchangeable in a way?
No. Again, you're taking me into a direction. I don't mind, but you're pulling me. A woman that has a best kavua doesn't have to worry about 30.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. But I'm saying she can't be kopea here.
So she's a woman that doesn't have a best.
Just ruins her kavua even for the... You don't count the...
What happens to a woman that doesn't have a vest?
She can't get married.
We don't pass the marriage. We have very few marriages today.
So we usually...
Solve the shit of crisis.
We
so far we haven't mentioned that. So this woman is a woman that doesn't have a vest. Whatever happens to a woman that doesn't have a vest.
Right.
You know too much.
No, I'm just wondering if we can at least establish a pattern that... She does 15.
No, this is not a pattern. Gone. It doesn't count. This is not a pattern.
Well, we don't ignore the data.
Yes, we do. We ignore the pattern. It doesn't exist.
The whole pattern.
Yes. 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 I'm Rav Yosef. Lo yishmi li hashmaitza. Now, Rav Yosef got sick at his old age, and he forgot his learning. And many times he couldn't remember what he was taught. And his Talmidim said, you taught it to us. They reminded him that he had taught them this. And a sad, unfortunate happening, but this is what happened historically. So Rabbi Yosef says this many times. Lo yishmi li hashmaitza. I never heard this. Amar Abaya at Amrit Nehelon. You told it to us. Vaho Amrit Nehelon. And you said it on the following brisa. Okay, so before we get to the following brisa, let us do Rashi. So Rashi loishmi li hashmaitza. Rav Yosef Talmidei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yosef was a Talmud of Rav Yehuda. So Talmud to Rav Shmuel, who was a Talmud of Rav Shmuel. The Chalor Rav Yosef and Nekah Talmudai. Rav Yosef got not well, and he forgot his learning. So he shemei a member of the Rav Shmuel, vein and nisker loishmi Shmuel. And when he heard something in the name of Shmuel, because Rav Huna Bachia was quoting Shmuel, and he didn't remember it, Matmiya, he used to be amazed. Like, hello, how could I not know this? The law of Talmud is from Yehuda, am I not the Talmud of Yehuda? And he never told it to me? I learned from Yehuda. I know everything that Shmuel said. So how could it be that I don't know this? Abaya Talmud, I must be right. And Abaya reminded him, yes, you did know this, and you told it to us before you got sick. Now, the Gemara is going to go through the Brisa and how Rav Yosef said it, and we'll be spending a little time on this, but not today because it's Rosh Chodesh, so we're going to stop right here, and everybody, I think they daven 10 to 7 here, and I know they daven 10 to 7 by us.